BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. On it, innuendo bingo with actual Will Ferrell. You need to see the video for this. Didn't quite get the innuendo, but it makes it really awkwardly brilliant viewing. That's on the Radio 1 YouTube. Also, Real or No Real with Charlie Sloth and incredible news about the Prime Minister. Mariah Carey has performed that Christmas song. It didn't go that well. And for the first time this year, I play Wrap Myself in Paper.
BBC Radio 1.
So the day's finally arrived. It's happening, Chris.
It's just massive, isn't it?
I never thought when we started doing Innuendo Bingo that we would ever get somebody as famous as this agreeing to spit water over you and agreeing to have water spat on them. I mean, we're talking proper famous.
I think some things escalate on this show. This is what I'm learning. And this is another example of something that has just escalated massively.
So we played this last week. And it's Will Ferrell on Innuendo Bingo. You can listen to it and watch it at 1:45. I watched it earlier and it is brilliant and even has slow-mo effects in it.
So I've you can enjoy it yet.
You can enjoy it again and again. Part of the reason I love it so much is because he doesn't really find the innuendo that amusing, but he's just funny to watch. And he's just there with a mouthful of water. And you, as always, can't really hold the water in. And it's just the look on your face as you can't help but drench one of your absolute heroes.
All I remember from it, I haven't seen this yet, and all I remember from it is I couldn't really look at him properly. Like, I found the whole thing just so overwhelming, and especially as everyone here made such a big effort with it, put on all these different cameras.
Yeah.
You know, we did it in a different room.
Yeah.
Little things like that. I just found myself in a very odd situation.
I know I say this all the time, but if you've never watched Innuendo Bingo before, then this 100% is the one you want to watch first. So anywhere you can get the Radio 1 website up, do that at 1:45, bbc.co.uk/radio1. Get it on your phone, even if you're out and about. Get it on your laptop or your tablet if you're studying, or any computer, bbc.co.uk/radio1. It'll be on at 1:45. Will Ferrell, Innuendo Bingo. If you're talking about it on Twitter, use the hashtag Anchorman Innuendo Bingo. Actually going to happen today.
Ridiculous.
Also happening today after two. It's Christmas in a week and a day, isn't it?
Are you going to give it a full airing?
I'm playing this in full later.
As it was intended?
As it was intended. Wrap Myself in Paper is coming up. I can't believe how many texts I've had about this today and tweets going, you better be playing Magnus Carlsen later. I never realised it was that much of a thing, but it seems to be. After two.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Tom in Torquay is a delivery driver. As you can imagine, it's Christmas, so it's non-stop for him today. But he is stopping what he's doing, even though it's like one of the busiest days of the year for him delivering, to watch Innuendo Bingo. He says, I'm not missing this. Excited is not the word. I can't believe you've managed to get Ron Jeremy to do this, says Andy in Hull. It's not Ron Jeremy, it's Ron Burgundy. We have put a bid in for the other one.
Have we?
No, we haven't.
No.
Greg's been on saying, I can't wait for this. Is it wrong to miss biology to listen to Will Ferrell on Innuendo Bingo? Yes, it is. It is.
But
we'll have a video up for you later if you miss it. Try and watch this next.
Do you know what? Big up all the bosses that are texting in as well, saying that they're letting their staff. It's like it's a special Christmas thing, this seems to be.
Yeah, I really like it. So have a break from revision. Maybe just stop what you're doing at work for a minute. Some people are putting this on like 50-inch TVs in their office. Awesome. Have a break, stop what you're doing, and play 30 Seconds to Mars, City of Angels, and then you'll be able to watch Innuendo Bingo with Will Ferrell on the Radio 1 website.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Will Ferrell, hello.
Hello.
It's so nice to meet you. I noticed that you brought a toner cartridge with you. Why is that?
I just found it here in one of the many studios of BBC Radio, and I was instructed that you're allowed to take, the rule of the BBC is you're allowed to take anything that's not nailed down.
Yeah. Do you need that at home?
I collect them. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. There's a stapler there if you want it.
Oh, and there's a camera.
No, don't take that. We need that for the next bit.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I can't believe that I'm saying this, and I hope that somebody has told you this.
Right.
But today we get to play innuendo bingo with you.
I've heard of this innuendo bingo.
You have?
Yes.
How?
I was tipped off by an anonymous source.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we've had Gerard Butler play it before. Uh-huh.
Right.
But to date, he is the biggest star we've had until now. So
I eclipse Butler.
Well, I would
really?
I would like to think so. Huh. Cara thinks so.
If this was Top Trumps, it would be fair to say that you would beat.
I mean, no offense.
I don't know. I wonder what his star meter is.
Yeah, I wonder.
On IMDb.
No offense to Gerard, because
I'm at number 218 right now.
Are you actually?
Yeah, look it up. I'm 218.
Are you?
Yeah.
How do you keep an eye on that?
I like to track my star meter. I'm not kidding. Check and see. Let's see if we have any movement.
Do you know what? This is a really weird moment for me, Googling you with you right
let's
next
see.
To me.
Let's see what we're at.
So where does what it say?
Number? It's the current position on the star meter for Will Ferrell.
Star meter.
You're in the top 500, it says.
Yeah, I hope so.
But
two Golden Globes you were nominated for.
Yeah.
That's quality.
Big surprise.
I can't believe you're Googling Will Ferrell next to Will Ferrell.
You say it like you're shocked.
No.
Golden Globes.
No, it's just weird to see it on paper.
How is that possible?
Like,
but maybe click on that top 500.
Is that where you...
Let's see.
You've gone up 20 this week.
Okay, and where are we?
To be honest, Will, with the amount of promo you're doing, if you hadn't gone up a bit, I'd be annoyed.
No, but see, that's what's... I'm out here, you know, working my butt off.
I know you are. Everywhere.
Everywhere. Yeah. And I'm not getting any movement on the star meter.
Well, once this interview goes out, I think that could change. At least here in the UK. Chris, how long is this taking you?
I'm really trying.
Jennifer Lawrence
is at the top.
One. Yeah.
Here we go. Oh, it's got your net worth and everything.
Get that off there.
Well, that's one hell of a
salary. Get that ad off there.
I kind of feel awkward seeing how much money you earn.
Skip the ads.
Well, that none of that's true anymore.
I can't see it well.
You don't get paid that much anymore.
Do you not?
You used to.
Times have changed.
The thing is, you're close to the top.
Yeah. What
just
number
say
is
exactly,
it?
Exactly. Oh. It says you're 6 foot three. It
oh,
says
you know
salary,
what? You have to.
It's saying to go pro, and I'm going to have to pay money.
You'd have to subscribe
to
IMD Pro.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Anyway, I'm at 218.
Yeah, and I like that you know that. Yeah. You've obviously subscribed to Pro.
He's got the money.
Oh, he has. Yeah.
I can see.
Yeah. So Innuendo Domingo involves going into another room, not far from here.
We have to go to another room.
Another room. Yeah. I know.
Okay.
But you've had the whole tour.
Am I blindfolded or something?
No.
No.
You get to see each other. I play clips of some quite British innuendo.
Okay.
But you'll get it. And okay. And then the idea is that you both fill your mouths. Obviously, uh-huh. If the innuendo is funny, then the water will spray. There is a bin, but often that's just for aesthetics.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'll send you to...
Who's... I'm
against
competing.
Him.
Me against you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, this is an
so
honor.
At least you've met. You don't have to go to another room and meet someone else.
It's not like a total stranger.
No. Yeah.
Do you know what, though?
What's your star meter?
I don't have a star at all.
Okay.
He was famous for a bit because he did this interview with Mila Kunis and it got like 11 million views.
Whoa. Yeah.
Yeah, earlier this year, in fact. It was an awful interview, but that was the beauty of it. And people in America were like, "Oh, he's like the new Hugh Grant."
Check it out. I was on E.
He was on the E channel.
That's great.
Yeah.
He was on CNN.
Look how hard they're laughing.
Yeah.
I know.
You know why? Because they're having a good time.
I can't believe this is happening, though. I can't believe...
I know, like, it's incredible.
When they said this might happen, I was like, I won't believe it until he's in the room.
We were sat in a meeting...
Oh, I see. And there's the... It's on the monitor.
Can you see? You can see the room you're about to go into.
Okay.
Yeah, when we were told in a meeting that this may happen, we were like, no, it won't. He won't do that.
I may pull the plug.
Yeah, and
right
that's, and that would be great also.
Yeah.
I mean, if you could.
Yeah.
That, I mean, it's headlines guaranteed. So, Will Ferrell is about to play Innuendo Bingo. I'm going to send you off into the room.
Okay.
You've had a better tour than the Queen had when she came around recently.
That's apparently, we're getting shuttled all over the place.
Yeah, I know. I mean, she didn't see half the rooms you've seen.
No, no, no.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, guys, so here's what it is. On British TV and radio shows, some people say things that sound a bit rude when they didn't mean to, which can be taken one of two ways. Our listeners spot them on TV, they email us where they saw them, and then we play the clips on the game we call Innuendo Bingo. I think we're ready to go. Cameras on now.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. This is Innuendo Bingo.
I just say what a good sport Will Ferrell is for doing this today. And
That theme music.
There are. It's like a theme park ride. Listen. Yeah. And it's time for Will Ferrell in your bingo. What's going
on?
Okay, so as you can see, if you're watching, Chris and Will are sat opposite each other. There is a bin which can be used but doesn't have to be. Obviously, there will be some clips of bingo from various TV shows and radio shows that people send in to us.
This is a lot of water.
If the clips are funny, then the water will spill out of their mouths once put in. Are we ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Bearing in mind that Will has just said that he's very hard to make laugh. But Will, just spit on him anyway.
Oh, this is an honour.
Okay, so, water please, lots of it. And let's warm up with a show from last week called Restoring England's Heritage, where they're visiting a bell factory. Now, I know factory work can get tedious, but I wasn't really expecting this.
Loud and proud, the workers here at Taylor's often spend their lunch hour ringing their own bells.
Small dribble from Chris, nothing from Will Ferrell so far. That's just a warm-up.
The workers here at Taylor's often spend their lunch hour ringing their own bells.
We're so childish in Britain, aren't we?
You all right?
Thank you to Lisa for that one. You okay, Will? Moving on. Over now to US Vice President Joe Biden with some insightful remarks on the Commander-in-Chief.
Now is the time to heed the timeless advice from Teddy Roosevelt. Speak softly and carry a big stick. End of quote. I promise you, the president has a big stick.
Oh, come on, how do you not?
Still nothing?
The president has a big stick.
Oh. Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, over to some football. That's soccer coverage from BBC Radio 5 Live now. And this commentator seems to know one of the players rather too well.
That was a much better ball from Trapp. On the right-hand side, it allowed him to curl the ball away from the goalkeeper. Christopher Samba hung like a basketball player.
Oh, God. Sorry.
But,
oh, dear.
It's like you're begging for forgiveness.
Yes, because it's awkward, because I've just gone over his leg.
And now,
are you ticklish?
Just get him next time, Will. To a very serious news programme on Radio 4. And I'm not sure how someone managed to get a picture of the Prime Minister doing this.
The dominant picture from that joint appearance with Mr Clegg in Essex shows the Prime Minister jacket off.
Still nothing from Will.
The Prime Minister jacket off.
And now over to everyone's favourite magazine. It's the TV magazine The One Show, and they're visiting a laundrette where the owner has many years of experience to call on.
Well, I like working with these young boys. Get a lot of students too.
And do they know what they're doing?
No, not at all. They've never got any soap powder with them, and they don't know what hole to put it in, but we help them.
Small Chris. Yes, Will! That was a good one.
I just got tired of holding the water.
No, I understand. Oh, it's an honour.
Yep.
So that was great. So Chris obviously winging out his mouth like he normally does, and then Will just went full on straight for the head.
Right, we're on.
Chris in Northern Ireland emailed us that one. Now to one of the many food shows on British TV, hosted by Rick Stein. And Rick's tasting something for the first time with his new friend, Ryan.
Wiggle it out.
Okay.
Head.
Yeah.
You can either throw it away, or you can suck the head.
No, I'd like to suck the head.
Suck the head?
Yeah.
It's all right.
Oh, that's really good, Ryan.
Will's now
did
funny.
You even hear the clip on that one? No,
he didn't hear the clip, but he's not finding any of them funny, so the best thing is to just spray it.
I'm just going to get it sprayed. Yeah.
Talking about some crayfish on that clip. Now back to Britain's stately homes and a show called Country House Sunday, where they're using an unusual method. Chris. Okay, sorry. Where they're using an unusual method to clean some old books.
Okay, so let's get down to the nitty-gritty then.
This is an example of a very dirty book that we have to show you. These have been folded over, so we use a boner, to flatten that out.
Chris, you're weighing over Will Ferrell. Oh, my God. Oh, I'm so sorry. Well, next.
I worry I've just got you in this general area. That's Have you got a spare pants or?
No, he hasn't.
I can lend you because I did bring a spare pair and I'm happy to go.
He doesn't want to wear your pants. Mm-mm. Okay, now the local news in the south of England. And as some sailors return home after a long voyage, this reporter dares to ask a sailor, Sir Robin Knox Johnson, about a rumour that he's just heard.
A little birdie tells me, actually, there was a very special welcome for the crews as they crossed the finishing line this morning.
Well, I decided that I would take my cannon out and salute each of them as they came across the finish line. So I did. My quarter-scale 32-pounder.
I love that Chris is absolutely the wettest he's ever been in the face area.
I don't know
area.
What to think.
I know. Okay, two more. We're crossing over to Radio 4's The Today programme now. Now, they have world leaders hanging on their every word on that show. The Queen listens even. Although Today presenter Evan Davis's mind, I think, may have been elsewhere.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London.
The trouble is, Will, he's heard this one. He's heard this. He's heard this before. Chris.
I struggle with the bits. Mm-hmm. Like.
Stand firm on the pips.
Okay, I'll do
Come
my
on.
Best.
Come on.
You're listening to Today on Radio 4 with James Naughtie in Edinburgh and Evan Davis in London.
Come on.
It's 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 18th of September.
I'm so sorry. This shouldn't happen.
Once again, nothing from Will all through that clip. Okay, one more. Now over to Magic FM. DJ Dr. Fox is on air. Now, I know we all get older, but maybe he shouldn't have confessed this live on the radio. Chris. Okay, come on. Get it together.
Very sparkly.
Not really, was it? Sorry, I can't do much to change what's happening.
It's not a huge amount different from the way you did it before, to be fair. But thank you for trying to ease my cock up.
God!
And that was Innuendo Bingo with Will Ferrell. Biggest star we've ever had on the game. You could have done it in his face there, Will. And,
I know.
And Chris. But- Well played, everybody. Well, yeah.
Legends.
Thanks for watching on the Radio 1 website. Thanks for listening, and thank you.
It was funnier watching you. You have to deal with all
I'm
this.
I'm such a huge fan of yours, man. It's an honour to be spat on by you.
Well, I hope we can do it again.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That was awkwardly brilliant. I loved it how like she was just like going all over him, and he was like, nope.
I just didn't know where to look.
I loved
it. He wouldn't laugh. It was like...
You even asked him, are you ticklish?
I offered him my pants.
I can't believe that Will Ferrell just played Innuendo Bingo, and that is going on the Radio 1 YouTube channel right now, so you can watch if you missed watching first time.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Chris, I just want to talk to you a bit about the video of Will Ferrell, which you can get now on the Radio 1 YouTube. There's a simple link to it from the Radio 1 Twitter right now as well, so just click on that and you'll see it.
What's up?
There's a bit where... Where we make Will Ferrell read a little thing that says, subscribe to the Radio 1 YouTube channel. And it was your job to hold up the piece of paper so he could read.
Yes.
And it said on the paper what he had to read. Your face during that, because we do get a shot of it, is absolutely incredible.
Okay.
You look the most stressed I've ever made you look.
So where is it? Beginning of the video?
Right at the beginning of the video, he's like, hi, I'm Will Ferrell. Hit subscribe and you will get all of the videos on the Radio 1 YouTube.
I do remember doing this.
And I don't know why there's a camera on you, but there is. And there's you just holding up a white piece of paper. And you look absolutely terrified. And you keep looking around for reassurance.
I think what was happening, though, is because he was reading this bit of paper... And he was sort of doing it Ron Burgundy kind of thing.
Yeah.
I felt like I was I was doing something very important.
Did you feel
was,
like you were in Anchorman?
Yes, and I was scared of mucking up my role, which was handing up the piece of paper.
It's possibly my favourite thing for a long time.
Right.
I mean, I do like the Will Ferrell video, but I particularly like you holding up the piece of paper to him. Yeah. You look like you're about to cry.
Just trying to be professional.
It's brilliant. Get on the Radio 1 YouTube, or there's a link to it from the Radio 1 Twitter, and find that. Just for that bit, it's worth watching on its own.
The Scott Mills Daily.
You know the Magnus Carlsen thing? It really is a tradition for me.
On this show, yes, it is. I know every year we play this.
It's a bit like Dialer Carol.
Oh, we need to ring them because they close Dialer Carol soon. This is the University of Illinois where you call up and ask for a carol. I don't know why Chris is making us do it again this year, but he wants to.
It's really important that we do it.
You feel like the show isn't the same, right?
If
we don't do it.
It just needs to be a token call.
Okay. And get them to sing anything, yeah?
Well, a Christmas song.
But, yeah, obviously. Yeah. But, like, it doesn't have to be anything weird. You just want to hear Dialer Carol.
I just want Dialer Carol on.
Okay, cool. And also the same with Magnus Carlsen, right?
Yeah, I worry that we're mucking around with Christmas too much. You know, it's a dangerous time of year. You know, yesterday, Zola left Watford, and it's left me feeling very, very odd at the moment.
Okay,
and
I
just worry that Christmas is really, there's a good chance it's going to be ruined soon.
Do you feel that...
So let's not do anything else that can...
Do you feel like maybe...
Change things.
A little unsettled?
Very unsettled at the
okay,
moment.
Okay, right, so let's put this on then. In full, wrap myself in paper, yes. No worries. It's on. It's happening. Magnus Carlsen lives off us playing this every year. Ew.
The jolly season is approaching fast, giving us a reason to be happy at last. Wanna give you the best that I have got, and it's yours to keep. Waiting under the tree, you know it's Christmas in the weekend.
Incredible
banger.
That is Wrap Myself in Paper by Magnus Carlsen. Eleanor Smith's been on saying, I'm a new listener to your show and this is my first experience of Wrap Myself in Paper, hashtag speechless. Eleanor says this is genuinely the highlight of my year. Mm. Really?
But it's genuinely very important that it gets played. And that's why it has just been played.
I don't even know why I started playing that a few years ago. I think it's because it's so awful.
Do you remember when I started here and I didn't know anyone? You wrapped me in paper and put me in a box and
sent you to Fern Cotton. Yeah, and she was like, "Who's that? Security? What have you subjected my ears to? Look, it's just a thing we
tradition.
Do every year.
Deal
it's tradition.
With it. There's
okay?
loads of rubbish on at Christmas.
Yeah, there is really. Darren Hornsby says yes to Wrap Myself in Paper.
I don't understand why people would have a problem with tradition. No, it's ridiculous, Scott. Oh, no, I'm fine. I won't go into it. Why would you moan?
Why would you moan? It's a Christmas in a week and a day.
Shut up.
Shut up.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Convict. Remember, we used to have the prison door slamming on everyone?
Yes, that was his thing, wasn't it?
Sam Bailey could learn a thing or two from that, I think.
Do you reckon, what's her gimmick going to be?
Well, I think a shutting prison door on every song at the beginning. She just nick it off Akon. She used to be a prison officer. Also, she poo-pooed yesterday, I like that phrase, poo-pooed it when on The Breakfast Show we said that her fans should be called bailiffs because of her prison officer past.
Yes, I thought it was a great idea. I mean, there's not really many other options. People were texting in bailievers.
No. You've got to have a name for your fans, Sam Bailey.
Bailiffs.
And she was, it's good, Bailiffs. She was like, oh, I'll put that on the back burner. Put it on the front, love.
The official chart.
She's jacking that in now anyway, isn't she? She's leaving the prison service.
I thought you meant the pop career.
No.
So it's only just begun.
No, she's resigning from being a prison officer. I think today she's handing a notice in.
Can she not do both? Can she not juggle?
Maybe just go on holiday for a bit and see how it goes or something.
Put that on the back burner, you know what I mean? Like, keep your job just in case.
You never know. Hey, listen, you know every Sunday Jamila Jamil counts down the official top 40 singles on Radio 1? Well, tomorrow, the race for Christmas number one is on. So, between 3 and 4, it's an extra half hour tomorrow. You get 60-minute Christmas official chart update, and this is the first bit of the year where you see where the contenders might land on the biggest chart of the year. So, You can watch the official chat update tomorrow as well between 3 and 4 with me and Jamila on the Radio 1 website, and you will see the contenders come face to face with us as they play out their first play of the festive music videos that they've got for this year. So it could be Leona Lewis, it could be Sam Bailey, Christmas number one this year, it might still be Lily Allen. AC/DC is knocking around as well. Really? That's kind of like the anti one this year. It may even be the big reunion, Christmas number one, or Gaz off of Geordie Shore.
Gaz off Geordie Shore's got one.
He's got a song out. Everyone's got a Christmas song. But who's going to make it on the biggest chart of the year? You'll start to find out tomorrow on the midweek chart, 3 till 4, a Christmas special with me and Jamila. And then the actual biggest chart of the year on Sunday from 4 o'clock this Sunday is myself and Jamila Jamil with the official Christmas chart, Sunday from 4. And don't forget, you'll hear all the contenders tomorrow, some of them even coming into the studio to find out where they are midweek, 3 to 4 on the official Christmas chart update tomorrow.
No way, Gaz from Geordie Shore?
I don't think he's coming in.
Ho, ho, ho!
The Scott Mills Daily.
Live Lounge Christmas special with Fern on Thursday from 10 o'clock. We're going down there. Christmas jumpers are a must. Have you got one?
Do you know what? I'm not sure. I know I had one, but I think it got destroyed in innuendo bingo.
Do you want me to bring one in for you?
Can you?
Not that I've got more than one, of course.
You've blatantly got loads.
I think I've got about 5 or 6.
Have you got one where the nose does something funny? I've seen these floating about. I've seen loads of people wearing these on nights out. Do you know what? I've noticed so many people wear Christmas jumpers on nights out.
Where the nose does what?
It sort of squeaks. I think the great thing about Christmas jumpers now is they're trying to encourage interaction.
Yeah, I mean, they are a bit. There's one also where I saw a larger lady wearing the other day, and it's a Christmas pudding. Now, I think that's a bit offensive.
To herself?
Yes, a little bit. I mean, if she bought that for herself, fine. But if you're a bit bigger, I mean, if someone bought me a Christmas pudding jumper, I'd be like, oh, thanks very much. Because you are dressed now as a Christmas pudding. It's a bit weird.
It's a good point. I hadn't thought of that.
Slightly offensive. So we'll be live from a secret location Thursday morning, 10 o'clock. Christmas live lounges from Jake Bug and also Bastille and a very, very special guest. That is going to be special. See, for me, the dream is to get Bastille doing Wrap Myself in Paper.
I've not been to one of her parties before. Does it kick off?
No, not really. It's at 10 o'clock in the morning. Normally, Fern's mum's there to make tea. See, in previous years, it's been at her house with people like Charlie Simpson and Ollie Mers and all of McFly every year. This year, they've gone bigger. So it's not her house. It's a special secret location. Jamie Oliver's doing the food. Sure.
Is it like stereotypical American house parties where you drink out of red cups? And
I think so, yeah. They're going all out. It's going on the red button. So any screen, you'll be able to watch everything. All the live performances, all the Radio 1 DJs are going to be there from 10 a.m. Thursday morning.
Oh, I'm going to get right involved.
Yeah.
So up for it.
Red button, you can watch it, or the Radio 1 website on your phone, computer. And we are doing a special innuendo bingo because it's the last one, the last innuendo bingo of the year. And we're doing it from, we can say now, we're doing it from the bathroom of this secret location. Do you like Christmas dinner?
So is this going to be the thing with it? It's going to be
answer
themed.
The question. Do you like Christmas dinner?
I love Christmas dinner.
All right, cool. That's good then. Write that down for Thursday. Write that down. So yeah, innuendo bingo and Fern and all the DJs and special guests, Jake Bug, Bastille, the Christmas live lunch party. Thursday morning on Radio 1. It's going to be amazing.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
You know how much we all love that Mariah Carey song, right?
Yep.
I thought you were going to ask me which one. Obviously, it's All I Want for Christmas Is You. So last week, Mariah was doing a live gig. She was at the lighting of the National Christmas Tree.
Oh, no. Hang on.
Outside what? The White House.
Live gig.
A live gig where she sang live. Because this is the month where Mariah Carey makes all the monies. Now, I've read somewhere that I think that song has made already this month something like £780,000.
You
don't have to do anything, do you? That's just in this country.
So why does she bother performing? So she's gone and done a live performance of it.
It's quite cool. It's like the lighting of the National Christmas Tree of the whole of America outside the White House.
Okay, so in my head right now are two scenarios. Has the tree fallen down?
On top of her, no.
then it's going to be the performance itself.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, I don't know whether this is real, because I don't want to believe it's real, because I love Mariah at Christmas time. Do you know she actually, she reenacts that video every year. She actually does that video on Christmas Day every year. So she goes to wherever it was filmed, I think Colorado. She gets pulled by reindeer in sleighs and wears that outfit every single Christmas.
I don't believe that.
Fact. She told me so.
It's not a fact.
It is a fact. It is fact.
Well, she does, and does it for fun.
Yeah, like with her family every year. So, I mean, probably not the singing bit, but like the whole scenario of that video, she does on Christmas Day. She goes to Colorado every year. On Christmas Day, she's there with huskies and reindeer just being pulled along in a sleigh because she's Mariah Carey.
Right.
Yeah. No one believes me. That's true.
I can't tell if this is a joke.
She told me on that interview that you told, but you know the interview you keep talking about,
where I was on the bed with her.
She told me that, and I'd believe her. However, I'm not sure I believe this is real. So here's Mariah singing her hit. Okay, well, fine. Hello?
It's obviously going to sound horrendous.
It's going to sound worse than the actual original. Oh no, here we go. Big notes.
It doesn't sound quite on point, this.
Oh, not again. Oh.
It's a bit rough, isn't it?
Here's what she said, slightly off mic afterward.
Oh, how grateful that would be for a redo. I wasn't even at the mic.
It is what it is,
Santa.
It is what it is.
It is what it is, Santa. Oh, how grateful I would be for a redo.
Oh, how grateful I would be for a redo.
I wasn't even at the mic.
I wasn't even at the mic. It is what it is, Santa.
I love that she's... Here's what it is.
Oh, well, next.
Merry Christmas.
Next gig, please. I'm off.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Charlie Slaw.
Don't know, cuz.
What are you saying about that Pitbull and Kesha track?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that's on One Extra. I thought he'd be all over One Extra.
He used to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What happened?
Lost all his credibility and his heat.
How's he done that?
Well, Mr. 305.
We're not going to get into it. But he used to be a very credible rapper once upon a time. He did, yeah.
I like him less now.
Really?
If you say we shouldn't like him, Charlie, then...
Oh, you're saying he was credible.
He was credible. He was very credible.
You're right.
Not bad. How are you?
Smelling fresh, fam.
Oh, thanks, cuz.
Had a bath in it, have you?
Nah.
Jeez.
Just like 3-4 sprays.
Where do you spray, Charlie? Is it both?
I think we can say it's everywhere.
Neck, everywhere.
The jacket.
No, everywhere. 3-4 sprays on every part of my body.
Yeah.
Apart from the part where it would burn.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, because I've done that before, isn't it? Yeah.
You know when you walk past old ladies, like, oh, too much perfume, that's happening right now.
Really?
Oh, just a little bit.
Oh, cuz.
It's good. You smell rich.
I am rich.
It proper covers up, though, doesn't
it? Yeah, whatever you're covering up, fam. I mean, oof. All right, so it's Charlie Slough. He's on One Extra in 15 minutes. Does this bit still make it to your Slough pod, this real or no real bit?
All the time. This is like one of the highlights of my week.
Sick, fam, me too.
Yeah, I've been trying to work out what to get you for Christmas, you guys.
What are you going
to
get?
I'm not sure. I was trying to do a bit of shopping on the weekend, and I thought, no, it's not good enough.
Oh, hang on a minute. So, next week, are you on One Extra next
week?
No. All right, so you're off.
This is
the last time we're going to see you then, so where's the present?
I'll see you on Friday. I'll pop in on Friday.
Are you going to come in Friday? Okay.
Yeah, all right. I'll just bring your presents.
So let's do presents on Friday.
Okay.
All right, so real or no real, 10 points every time you get one right.
On his flight out to visit UK forces in Afghanistan yesterday, the Prime Minister David Cameron shared a bunk bed with former England footballer Michael Owen.
Now, I got to see Michael Owen at the Radio 1 football match last week and didn't get to do that.
Did you enjoy seeing Michael Owen, though? You used to be a big fan of his?
I used to be a big fan of his work. Yeah, it was really nice to see him. And didn't get to bunk up with him, though.
No.
Is he a nice person, Scott?
He's a really nice guy, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, really nice. Why, what are you saying?
I've heard different...
What, from about Michael Owen?
Yeah.
No way.
No, I have. No. I'm a Liverpool fan, so for me, it's hard to swallow that.
No, I don't. I think he's perfectly nice.
Okay.
In my experience.
I'll take your word for it then.
Yeah. So David Cameron, did he bunk up with Michael Owen when they went to visit the UK forces in Afghanistan?
Well, they did definitely do that, because I remember seeing that yesterday. And I can see this having to be true, actually. I'm going to say real on this.
Surely
one.
The Prime Minister gets his own bed. Come on.
He has. They're not sharing a bed, Scott. Bunk bed.
You know, I'm so sorry.
I'm very distracted at the moment.
Because I thought they were top and tailing.
All I can see in front of me is a naked picture of Christopher Maloney.
Oh, yes. Right,
okay, I need to take that off. No, oh, thanks for mentioning it.
Sorry.
That's Scott's wallpaper there.
Right, they changed it to my wallpaper from the former X Factor finalist last year. I don't know how to change it.
That's how it is it, Scott?
It's that.
They changed
it. Is that really him?
It is.
Yes.
It's Christopher Maloney in all his glory. It's sat on a chair. It's horrible, isn't it?
That is awkward.
And also now, I don't know why, but I'm actually trying to close it down and the computer's completely frozen.
Now, this is what's hilarious. I do this every now and then to his desktop and he doesn't know how to
change
it.
What have you done?
He doesn't
know how.
It's off anyway.
I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real. I can't see it. The Prime Minister's a boss out here because...
That one's real.
What? What?
Yeah.
That's so awkward.
The Prime Minister's a boss out there because...
Yeah.
Michael was out there...
Wait, so they actually... Topped and tailed.
No, it's bunk bed.
No, it's a bunk bed. What do you two fail to understand this concept?
The concept of a bunk bed. So Michael
Why
was
they top and tail. That's a bit who.
It's funnier though, isn't it?
Yeah.
So Michael was out there to play football with the troops, and they flew overnight in a military jet and shared a bunk bed. That's beautiful.
Oh, that's really romantic.
I'd love to know who was top bunk.
I'd like to know who was top in that situation as well. And next,
in Germany, pigs in blankets are known as Würsten in Schlafrock or sausages in a dressing gown.
Oh, lovely.
Okay.
So I was in Austria at the weekend. That's where they speak German.
Okay.
Fam, you would love it.
Serious.
Sick.
Well, what was going on over there?
Basically, you just eat humongous sausages and drink loads of beer in like steins, like massive, massive steins.
That sounds like heaven.
So good.
That really does sound like heaven.
I was saying, if I lived in Austria or Germany, I'd be so fat.
Why didn't you invite me? I never got on a mission.
I was with my mum.
Oh, okay.
Are you
actually,
going...
you'd be quite up for that, wouldn't you?
I definitely would.
Would your mum like Charlie, do you think?
I think when she got to know him, yes. Initially, she'd be a bit wary.
Yeah.
Yes.
But you know, that's the case of all mums, I think.
Like, what, with you?
Yeah. They, at first, they're like, ooh, he seems a bit of a rogue, a little bit troublesome. Yeah. And then they get to know him and they're like, oh, he's so lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no,
such
you are lovely.
Sincere, genuine man.
You are lovely.
Gentleman.
But I think initially, I think she would be a little bit worried, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, she'd smell you first.
Real or no real?
So,
right?
Real or no real? We're back to this. So, in German, I wonder what you'd be called in German.
Let's not get into it.
What? Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, because I can just feel a fattest joke coming on.
Yeah.
So pigs in blankets, as known in Germany, sausages in a dressing gown, which I think is a lot cuter.
I like this idea, and I like the way things get translated. It's a good one. I'm going to say real.
I'm going to say no real for this one.
Why?
Just because I'm trying to go against Chris.
That one is real.
Whoa!
Yeah, sausages in a dressing gown. What about this one, though?
The CD, Inside the Case, presented to X Factor winner Sam Bailey on Sunday night's show, was, in fact, a CDR of her single, burnt 5 minutes before in the production office, and with the title handwritten on the front with a Sharpie.
Now, knowing some of the X Factor production as I do, that wouldn't surprise me.
Well, yeah, because they don't really need to show the CD. I don't think they opened it up and showed the CD on the actual evening, did they?
And there was no Andy Peters there in the pressing plant.
Nope. Charlie Sloth, did you watch The X Factor?
No, I think I'm one of the many millions that didn't.
Yeah, but you did put James Arthur for Fire in the Booth.
Yeah, but James Arthur is a very credible, very talented young man.
But what are you saying about Sam Bailey, Fire in the Booth?
Leave it, cuz. Leave it.
She's a good singer.
Who's going to buy her music?
Loads of people, I think.
Really?
Sam Bailey, Fire in the Booth.
She's a good singer.
She's a good singer, but it's a bit leave it, isn't it? Like, there's no excitement there about her. She doesn't excite me.
You were a Nicholas McDonald man, were you?
No, I weren't. Do you know what? I just weren't with it this year. I thought it was rubbish this year.
You're all about James Arthur, aren't you?
James Arthur's a don.
You're 2012, you are.
No, I'm just saying this year's X Factor was whack. It was
whack. Why do you think?
No, Cher Lloyd, no? Doing rapping?
I can't stand Cher Lloyd.
Okay.
No?
No.
Oh, we're getting through him. Next.
Who else?
Next.
This is great. He's already got
same difference.
Pitbull, Cher Lloyd.
No, I've got nothing against Pitbull. He's just got no heat and he's got no credibility.
That is something to have a go at someone about.
No, I don't dislike him. If I met him, I'd be like, what's happening, Pitbull? You're cool, cuz. But Cher Lloyd, she's one of them people. Remember we were talking about it last week where you just look at somebody, you don't know them, but they just annoy you.
Swagger Jagger, Swagger Jagger. Does that annoy you?
That song really bothers me.
Am I annoying you?
You are annoying me.
Am I annoying you?
You are.
Swagger Jagger. Swagger Jagger. Swagger Jagger. Am I annoying you?
You said
Swagger Jagger.
No, he didn't.
You done a remix there.
No, I didn't.
You did.
Also, as someone points out, why do you top and tail? Because they're all still in the same place, aren't they? Even if you top and tail.
Yeah, just the other way around.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Top point. No point in that.
Such a good point. If anything, all you're ending up is inconvenient foot and mouth.
You are. Exactly, because they're both in the same place, aren't they? You're not avoiding anything there.
It's really awkward when, you know, when you top and tail with a friend when you're younger.
Aye.
And you wake up and it feels like someone's poking you in the back. And you realise he's not poking you
Oh, my word.
Oh, well, that's happened to you, is
real,
it?
Yes! Real. Real.
Okay. So,
the CD.
How did that
one.
Make you feel?
CD
what?
One.
But I think Charlie, Sam Bailey's CD. Sam Bailey's CD was burnt in the office in a panic. Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
He doesn't care.
That one is no real.
Oh. And what about this one?
The 1998 Christmas episode of Top of the Pops featured performances from Johnny Vaughan, Denise Van Outen, and loose woman Jane McDonald.
1998, Top of the Pops.
Performances?
Yeah.
So they that would suggest they had songs out?
Well, yeah.
I can't see that happening, can you, Charlie?
No.
What, Jane McDonald having a song out?
No.
You said Johnny Vaughan as well, didn't you?
Johnny Vaughan and Denise Van Outen.
Yeah, and Jane McDonald.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have thought that would be the case. The Christmas Top of the Pops, I take it that's on this year.
Still
happens
on.
Every year, doesn't
still
it?
Still on, yeah.
Is Fern doing it?
Fern and Reggie Yates.
Sweet. Oh, that's so sick.
Yeah. Sweet. Isn't it, though?
Yeah.
Been doing it for centuries now, haven't they?
Centuries. Not them two, because they're not that old.
They've been doing it for a while, cuz.
Yeah.
Charlie, you excited for Christmas?
I can't wait, you know. I've been a good boy this year as well. I've got a funny feeling Santa's going to hook me up.
Hook you up?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that before. Santa's going to hook me up this year.
Didn't you send your list off?
I haven't yet, but I'm very late with these kind
You're
of
in
things.
Trouble, you know what? Because, you know, my mum always told me, if you don't send the list off before the 15th, you're not necessarily going to get
is
all
it before
the
15th?
You asked for.
Yeah, but in those days, she sent off letters. You can email them now.
No, but he's going to be busy, isn't he? He's in the factory with the elves working.
True that.
Someone just told me what... Oh, that's a joke, sorry. Someone says Charlie Slough in German is Augustus Gloop.
That's incredible.
I've just realised that's a joke.
Chocolate factory.
Yeah,
I just realised.
Such a pun.
That big one.
I actually thought that was the real German for a bit.
Augustus Gloop.
So Johnny and Denise and Jay McDonald, were they on the 1998 Top of the Pops? Real or no real?
Charlie?
I'm going to say no real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Johnny and Denise did a comedy song from The Big Breakfast. Jane was doing one of her cruise ship medleys. Also on the bill that year, Moose Tea and Bewitched. What a year. And at the end of that round of real or no real...
Well, Charlie got 10, I got 30. Poor score for his last one before Christmas.
Very poor. But you're coming in on Friday to give us presents.
Yeah, I've got some presents for you.
Do we have to give you some?
No.
Have you actually, or is this like... Because I've noticed this a lot on air with the presents thing. Yeah. Have you actually got presents?
No, well, I haven't yet, but I'm...
You're going to get us some.
I'm on the case, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
What do you... I mean, what does... what's on the list for Santa from Charlie Slough? What would he normally get?
I asked for a helicopter.
Well, that's not going to happen, is it?
Why?
It's not, though, is it?
Why?
Well, because you're not going to get a helicopter.
Why? How do you know that?
Seems a big request to me.
I've been a good boy this year. I asked for a Ferrari as well.
Mm.
I also asked for something that I don't want to talk about on there.
Right, well, then don't talk about it.
No. Not do that, then.
Okay.
So.
Brilliant. Do you know what? I seem to give your production team panic attacks every time I come in the studio.
Yeah, you do. Look, you're shaving years off their life. Look.
I'm sorry, guys.
She's only 21.
Is she?
Look at her.
Oh, that's a par.
Looks at least 25 now.
pulled that back, didn't I, Kurt?
You won.
Pulled it
you
back.
Yeah!
The Scott Mills Daily.
So that was Tuesday's show. Tomorrow at 1:45, we are joined by Actual Bear Grylls. And then, before the race for the Christmas number one this Sunday, an hour-long official chart update from three.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio.